Time now, the Benusa pregame show, to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I'm not saying this since I travel with you guys every week of the season, but you guys had a really good chance to win two games last weekend. You lost twice. It's harder to take when you're playing well and you just don't get the results.
It does. I think Schultz, I think I have the same probably feeling as you did last weekend. I mean, there's not many things we would do different. I mean, our effort was good. Our execution was good. They were just two great hockey games. And, you know, there's a reason they have 22 wins. They found a way to get it done. And I think you have to make sure you commend Michigan Tech, and you have to tip your hat to Michigan Tech. But, again, our guys played well. And, you know, really the team who got the last break won that game.
You're a turn the page kind of a coach. How do you do it in short order?
Well, I mean, I just think you have to. I mean, you know, the first thing is you don't talk about last weekend. I mean, I didn't talk about last weekend, and I haven't talked about the magnitude of this weekend, because I think the guys understand it. They don't need to be told. They get it. They look at the standings. They know what's at stake. And you just try to obviously have a good week of practice and get prepared the right way against Northern Michigan, and just, again, let the chips fall where they may.
Every coach that we interview in these pregame shows, your opponents all say the same thing, and you can tell when it's coach speak and when it's heartfelt, and they're all saying, man, this is a really good hockey team we're playing this weekend. What's different?
Well, we are a good hockey team. I said it at the Northern Michigan Blue Line luncheon today. Like, I mean, there's not many nights I would take back, you know, this year where – you know, obviously in the past I can say that. There's not many nights I would take back of our team, and it's been a weird season from that standpoint. We've played a number of games where we could have won, and we've done everything that we're supposed to do, and we haven't won some of those games. And then you sit there and you look at some of the teams we've beaten, and we've beaten some darn good teams. So it's just been it's been weird from that standpoint. And, you know, but again, you know what? Walt Price said it best at their luncheon today. At the end of the day, it's a pretty young team, and I think we're still trying to feel ourselves out, and we're trying to get consistency probably, trying to get more consistency to our game. But our effort has been just outstanding, and our passion and our will. I can't say enough about that, and that's a testament to our players right there. So we are a good hockey team, and you know, but there's such a fine line, and there's just every team's a good hockey team, and it's just you know, you have to, again, you have to make sure it's almost like who plays the game with the least amount of mistakes, who's flawless in their execution. And that's what it almost comes down to. Like, you really got to watch yourself, because one mistake can really be magnified during that contest.
2 weeks ago, Tech scored 8 power play goals. Last weekend, they scored none. What was going right for you guys?
I don't know, Brian. I just thought we did a pretty darn good job of being in shot lanes. I think we took away their potent players on the power play. And it's not necessarily on purpose. We just did a really good job of keeping the puck on one half of the rink. And that's what you kind of want to do. Once you keep the puck on one half of the rink, and you know what, you eliminate their opportunity of rotating the puck, you're halfway home.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. The Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Ceratori. The Beavers had a good weekend against Northern earlier this year. How much changes, especially you know, when you're playing a month or a month and a half apart from each other? What changes the second time around?
Not much, Schultz. We have to modify a few things towards the big ice. That's the one thing we've talked about a little bit. But again, I think we're in that mode where there's a few things we need to do on special teams just to kind of, you know, especially for the team you're playing, that's what you have to do on some of their key players. But I think a lot of it is we're just concentrating on us right now.
They had basketball here as well, so the first time that you were able to get on big ice was earlier this morning. You need a productive Friday morning skate on Olympic ice, don't you?
Well, you do, Schultz. You know, we probably did more than we normally do, but we didn't have the opportunity of practicing here yesterday on a Thursday. And when you do, that helps. And, you know, from a coach, you want to be prepared, and you want to make sure that your guys understand, again, all those nuances on big ice. And so we only had, you know, we had 50 minutes this morning, and we probably went for 31, 32, 33 minutes this morning. But it was a good, I thought it was a productive morning, and I thought we had good zip to our practice, and I was really happy for the guys, and I was proud of them. I thought that it was a good game day skate. Now, does that translate into anything? Hey, we've had some horrible game day skates, and we've been good, and vice versa, so who knows? But from a coaching side of things, you just think your guys are ready is what I'm getting at.
Month left in the season. It certainly appears as if this year's going to finish the way that last year did, as far as a jumbled mess in the standings. it's tough on a coach when you don't really know anything that's going to happen in these next months, do you?
No, Schultz, you're spot on, and it is tough on the coach. It's probably tough on the players too. They just, you know, players just kind of have a, you know, easy, you know, they have more of an easygoing demeanor to them, you know, game week. But we're always obviously worried about everything, and that's just the life of a coach. And I wish we'd have taken care of business with some games earlier, but every team can say the same thing and, you know, want a game back here or a period back here or a goal back here or a power play back there, and it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to put it in the rearview mirror, and you just got to obviously, you know, worry about the task at hand, which is tonight.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.